more or less sometime becomes an estate.
Mm-hmm.
And more than likely there'd be some miners in that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the way it goes. Now you take my property here, if something would happen to me and my wife, well then it'd be an estate, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But my children's all of age, well, you'd say they could make good deed to that, which mm-hmm. you'd make you a deed to it and you could hold it forever. But that don't make you a mercenable title. Now listen, that don't make a mercenable title.
Yeah,
you
what's
say,
a mercenable title?
Mercenable title is one that stand up anywhere. You can borrow money anywhere. It's a good title. Nobody can bother you in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call a mercenable title. Well, what I started to tell you, you've got to put this through court and show that that's all theirs is.
Mm-hmm.
Then, if something would happen to me and my heirs would all, they all of age, they'd all make you a deed, you could hold it forever. But 20 years from now, somebody come along and want to buy this property. And they'd say, now, how do I know that's all theirs was? The court hadn't affirmed that that's all theirs they are, see? And there's where you get into it. Then it's got to be probated even 20 years back. But it still don't make your title any better than just a holding it, see?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way that is. A stranger come along 20 years away, he don't know none of these parties. There's your title shows that there's so many heirs, but don't show that as all the heirs was.
Uh-huh.
See, that's the way that is. I've got lots of experience with this title business. I know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's worth knowing.
It is worth knowing. You're right. Whenever you buy a piece of land, we'll buy a piece of land in this country, just tell a man and buy it from him, they're going to demand a mercenable title.
Mm-hmm.
All right, when I get the title, draw the date. I go get me a lawyer, take it to a lawyer, and he'll know whether it's a mercenable title or whether it isn't. That's mm-hmm. the idea right there, and go ahead and fix it up for the mercenable title before you ever pay for it.
Uh-huh.
This boy of mine bought this over here. He had quite a bit of trouble getting this one little tract of the land somebody had bought away back in his tax title.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it never had been affirmed and never went through court, and they finally got it straightened up, a good and mercenable title.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it is. Actually, it's a good and mercenable title. The lawyer, he puts his opinion on a piece of paper, pinned it to your abstract. Well, on, say, 5 years, you take an oath to sell it, you draw your abstract to date. And if it shows you haven't ever put no mortgage or nothing on it during that 5 years, that lawyer's opinion, you see, is still there, you see.
Mm-hmm. How much does this service cost when you go to the lawyer?
Well, to have a title examined costs about $25 now. Now, the court proceedings on the party that sells this land, why, that would cost quite a little bit, $200 or $300 maybe. But now, it's just like I say, a joint tenant deed makes it awful nice. Say something had happened to me, your wife could just say, well, I'll just go to work. If I want to sell this, I might want to go, she might want to go to town or something.
Uh-huh.
She just go to work over here and 30 days have it so she can sell it. She can spend all the money anywhere she wants to. Kids can't have a thing in it until after she's through, if any left, and then it can be divided.
That's a good way.
That's the way that is.
What did you name your daughters?
I mean, their given name?
Yeah.
Ruby, my oldest one, we called her Ruby, and the other one we called her Pauline.
Was Mary a common name around there?
Yes, it is. It's very common.
What was the name of the wife of George Washington, remember?
Oh, yes. I can't call it, though, but I'd save a neck. But, let's see. Why can't I think of that? Can't think of it now, but I know it as well as I know my own. But I just declare I can't think of it now.
Here's another one. How about the mother of Jesus?
Well, you see, her name is Mary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. And his father was supposed to have been, not her father, only he married Mary, Joseph.
Uh-huh.